Hey guys, this is Sudhajit, your friend in internet marketing, and today I want to show you a quick demo of VideoJeet, a revolutionary desktop application that can create self-updated video blogs on 100% autopilot. And what's more, it's the only app that lets you create free video blogs on platforms like Blogger, Tumblr, and LiveJournal. Let's take a look and see how it works. So when you start VideoJeet for the first time, you will see the Add Blog dialog. If you've already got a blog added, you can bring it up by clicking on the Add a Blog button over here. And this is the dialog. VideoJeet supports four platforms: Blogger, WordPress, Tumblr, and LiveJournal. You can connect a blog created on any of these platforms, and VideoJeet will be able to post content and videos to it automatically. A note of caution though, WordPress is supported only if it is self-hosted. That is, it should be hosted on your domain using your hosting. WordPress blogs hosted on WordPress.com do not support embedding of videos, so they're not supported by VideoJeet. Now, each platform has its own access system. So if you click on Blogger, you'll be asked to authorize VideoJeet using OAuth. For WordPress, you'll need to put in the blog name, blog URL, and login and password. And for other platforms like Tumblr, Tumblr also needs OAuth. So you will be asked to authorize the blog using your Tumblr login. And for LiveJournal, again, you need to put in your username and your password. So depending on the type of blog that you add, you'll be asked for further action. And you can add multiple blog of each type. So you can have two or three or four Blogger blogs. You can have multiple WordPress blogs. You can have multiple Tumblr blogs and multiple LiveJournal blogs, all depending on your wish. So I've got a blog already over here, and when you click on this, if you haven't added a keyword already, VideoJeet will prompt you to add some keywords and it'll take you to the preferences screen. So this is the preferences screen, and I want to quickly explain the different preferences or options available to you. Now, these are the things that make VideoJeet a really powerful software. The first one is search YouTube automatically. So you can set up VideoJeet to search YouTube automatically, and if you turn this option on, VideoJeet will constantly look on YouTube for fresh videos targeting the niche or the keywords that you put in, and any videos that it gets from YouTube, it will add automatically to the list that it has already. Next, you've got post to the blogs automatically. And if you choose to post to the blogs automatically, VideoJeet will post any video that it finds according to the time schedule you've set in automatically to the blogs that you have set up. So if I've got this open for this blog, like Who is Rachel Roy, and I choose to post to the blog automatically any videos that it finds depending on the keyword that I put in, it will post to the blog automatically. And of course, you can find more information about each option using the little question mark over here. Next is post in draft state. So if you want to post to the blog but you don't want to make it public yet, you don't want to publish the article yet, you can do so. And if you post in the draft state, VideoJeet will post in the draft state to your blogs, and maybe your VA or maybe you can have a look and publish it according to when you want. Next, you've got ping search engines after posting, and this is a very powerful feature. So VideoJeet has the facility or the feature to ping. So VideoJeet has the facility to ping the search engines whenever a new blog or a new article is pasted to your blogs. And whenever the article is posted, VideoJeet will automatically and go out and inform all the search engines, getting you indexed faster. So this is a great option, and frankly, I don't see any reason why you would want to turn this off. Next, you've got auto remove videos with links. Now, when you're looking for videos on YouTube, you will get some videos which have a link in their descriptions and some videos which don't have a link. So VideoJeet will actually use the description and post the descriptions to the blogs that you've selected. But if you want to exclude the videos that have a link, you can do so. So it gives you three options actually. The first is post the video with links. So if you want to retain the original link and post the video to your blog along with the link, you can set this option. The next option is remove links before posting. So if you want to post the description but you want to exclude the link, you can do so, and you will want to do so if you do not want people going to other people's websites. Next is do not post the video that have links. So if you don't want to use the videos that have links in the descriptions at all, you can do so, and that way any video that has a link in the description will not be posted to your blog. They'll be ignored. Next, we've got minimum gap between posts. So Videojeet will let you set a minimum gap of 45 minutes because you don't want to spam your blog, right? You want to make sure that the post that you put in has got enough interval so that Google or other search engines don't think that it is spam. So 45 minutes is the absolute minimum. I would not recommend going below that, and that's why Videojeet doesn't actually let you go below that. Then you can set 1 hour all the way up to 7 days. And of course, if you want to put in your own custom setting, you can click on other and put in the number of minutes gap that you want between each subsequent post. Typically, I would say don't make more than 3 to 4 posts in a day in 24 hours. So I would set it to 5 hours. Or maybe 6 hours, depending on how much time gap you want. Next is the keywords that you want to target. So for this particular video, for this particular blog, it's on somebody called Rachel Roy. I'm gonna put in Rachel Roy, and you can put in any keyword you want. So if you're targeting, let's say, a shopping website like televisions, maybe you can put in television demonstration, or maybe latest TVs or Sony TV or whatever you want. You can put the keywords, and Videojeet will find the latest videos and the best videos for that particular keyword, get it to you, and if you want, you can set it to auto posting and Videojeet will automatically post it. Next is where you put in your own stuff. So if you want to put in your call to action, you want to put in something about your business, you want to put in some of your own text below the videos that you're posting to your blog, you need to put it over here. So you can say get a chance, for example, get a chance. Click here, and your call to action, maybe your link. So it supports HTML, so it can be any website you want. And this will be posted to the blogs alongside the videos that are posted there, along with the videos at the bottom. And you can also put in spin text, so if you want to make this more search engine friendly, just put in some spin text, something like this. And depending on the randomization that it generates, Videojeet will pick up the random text from the spin text. So if you put in a nice big paragraph with your spin text, you can actually get a randomly created unique text each time, which will actually help you get ranked faster and more often. Then if you want to post to your blog only to specific categories, you can do so. So maybe you can have a category by this name or whatever you want, and Videojeet will post only to this category. And if you leave it vacant, if you leave it open, then Videojeet will post to every category and every tag specified inside the original video. So if some tags are set inside YouTube for that video, Videojeet will get those tags, get those keywords, and post it in those categories. And you can use your own custom embed code. Now Videojeet has a embed code that's already there, and you can change it. So if you want to put in a wider video, if you want to change the height, or if you want to change the settings any way you want, maybe you want to make the video autoplay, maybe you want to set off the related videos section, whatever you want, you can set it inside the embed code and paste the modified embed code in this box. Just make sure that the video code area, the place where the video code is entered, or the video ID is entered, video code in square brackets, that's put right where you want the video ID to appear. So do that and you'll be able to use a custom embed code. And when you're done, finally click on save settings. And then when you click on the blog name again, you will see a list of all the videos that Videojeet has collected. You can change any detail you want. To change the title, just click on it, change it to anything you want. Similarly, you can also change the description.